The starting point in succeeding with people is to be agreeable. Be an easy person to get along with. Be pleasant and cheerful and positive, rather than argumentative and difficult. Make a habit of nodding and agreeing and going along with what others say, even if it's a little different from what you would say or do. Be relaxed and pleasant and a pleasure to be with. When I was younger, I used to get into arguments with everyone about everything. I was always pointing out the weaknesses in people's positions and identifying the flaws in their arguments, and I was well researched. However, I found myself spending more and more time alone. People began avoiding me. If I went up to a group at a party or a meeting, the members of the group would see me coming and begin dispersing immediately. No one wanted to get into a verbal battle with me, so they avoided conversation with me altogether. I learned a valuable lesson from that. I learned that the most important thing in life is to be effective in your relationships with others, not to be right. A question that has helped me over the years is the question, what's important here? You'll often find that being right or wrong doesn't really matter. If the other person's position is obviously incorrect, they'll figure it out for themselves in no time at all. But a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. You may win the argument, but you can lose the friendship. If you really disagree and you feel that you must say something, protect the self-esteem of the other person by using Benjamin Franklin's method of stating your opinion in a very tentative way. Instead of telling a person that he or she is wrong or misinformed, say something like, "I could be wrong, but I had always thought it was this way." If you show that you're open and willing to change your mind, that you're flexible rather than fixed in your ideas, people will enjoy being around you much more and will enjoy discussing different issues with you.